Good morning, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, Chris. And we have a fabulous week of art ahead, of course, because we live in such a hotbed of arts and culture in Duluth, Minnesota. We have tonight, Henry Roberts is a photographer, a longtime photographer here in Duluth, and he has a show at Zeitgeist opening up. I think what really sets Henry apart is his attention to color. He does not shy away from engaging in color, and his latest subject series that he'll be showing is about the Carnival in Venice. And all of these amazing costumes and masks, and it's just saturated with pop and color. So definitely check that out tonight. Thursday is the last of a series that the Duluth Art Institute did called Design Duluth. It's the last discussion series surrounding Duluth's visual identity and the designers that are making it, that are sort of shaping that and forming that. It'll be at the Red Herring. Each one has a different theme. This one is going to be Minnesota Nice, Good or Bad. And Candace LaCrosse, who does Hemlock Leatherworks, amazing designer and leather worker crafter, is going to be speaking. Chaperone Records is going to be speaking about their design work and sort of through a little bit through their music as well. We'll have the Clayton Jackson McGee Committee talk about public art and sort of that side of things as well. So it'll be an interesting discussion and one not to miss. So that's Thursday. And then Saturday is a fabulous day for everyone to get out and about. Hopefully it's nice weather again, because it's the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop. And this has been going on, this is the 26th year, I believe, so a real great history in the area. There are galleries to see. The Duluth Art Institute will be open, Lizards, CVs, Waters of Superior, and one of my favorite parts of the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop is the open studios at UMD. So this is sort of a big celebration that the art department does to celebrate their studio artists, and it is sort of what it says. These students open up their studio space. They have filmmaking. They have interactive activities. It's just like, it's just infectious. You go up there and you're like, I now understand how everybody in the whole entire world wants to be an artist. And just you're in awe of what these students are creating. So definitely go and check out the open studios on that gallery hop day. There are maps around town. So if you go to the Art Institute, there's a map. Or if you go to the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop Facebook page, there's a map. So there's plenty to see and do with that. So it's a great week as always, Chris.
Thank you, Annie. That's wonderful. I love the idea. I love the way that you said everybody in the world will understand that they want to be an artist. Yes,
it is. The energy is absolutely infectious.
Fantastic.
In a good way.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Annie, so much.
Thanks, Chris. Take care.
You too. Annie Dugan, she is the curator for the Duluth Art Institute, and she's our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.